Police!
Chinese crypto queen Tian Zhiming has just been sentenced to more than 11 years in a UK prison. Her crime? Laundering billions from a massive Ponzi scheme into Bitcoin that is now worth over $6 billion. The 47-year-old didn't just stop there. Tian also splurged on luxury homes with the money, including a £23 million mansion in London. How did she pull it off? Let's take a closer look. Between 2014 and 2017, Tian ran a company called Lan Tian Ge Rui. On paper, it claimed to sell health products and mine cryptocurrency. But in reality, it was a Ponzi scheme, targeting more than 128,000 elderly investors across China. According to the BBC, to draw them in, Tian staged lavish conferences that promised big returns. People poured in millions of yuan. But instead of investing their money, Tian used it to pay earlier investors. Later, Tian attempted to launder the proceeds by storing them as Bitcoin assets to cover her tracks. So, when Chinese authorities began investigations, she fled the country in 2017, using a fake passport to slip into the United Kingdom. For years, she managed to evade justice, but police were already looking into her associate, Jian Wen. In 2018, when UK police searched Tian's luxury home in Hampstead, where she lived with her associate, she claimed she was Zhang Yadi, the fake identity that she had created for herself. Police did not arrest her. In April 2024, police again found her in bed. This time, however, she was arrested. Before her arrest, authorities said she lived large with the help of accomplices.
Yeah, she was on the run for a number of years and was living quite a lavish lifestyle, was renting some quite expensive properties in a number of different places in the UK. She had an entourage with her, people that would cook for her and people that would enable her kind of like everyday life, even though she didn't really leave her property where she was that much. She lived that grandiose lifestyle. She spent a lot of money on jewellery. She travelled quite extensively throughout Europe.
British police uncovered 61,000 Bitcoin, worth over $6 billion, the largest single cryptocurrency seizure in the world ever recorded. Tian was sentenced on November 11, 2025, alongside her associate, Malaysian national Sing Hock Ling, who received 4 years and 11 months. Tian's lawyer said she accepts her conviction, insisting she never set out to commit fraud and that she is deeply sorry for the distress suffered by investors. Now, UK authorities are figuring out how to return the funds to Tian's victims. But exactly how that will happen remains to be seen.